Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Before I speak about the great feast tomorrow, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, before we take a look at the scriptures for today, I want to make one comment from yesterday, and I want to read you something that I think is very, very important. What we see happening in the reading from yesterday, Mark 7, 1-13, is Jesus severely correcting the Pharisees for paying more attention to the law, the words of the law, the details of the law, every jot and tittle of the law, and ignoring the needs of the people around them. They make their law more important than God's law. And it's real easy to fall into that trap. Real easy. And what I want to share with you is this excerpt of an article by Father Jacques Philippe. If you're not familiar with him, he has written some marvelous books on prayer. Marvelous. Father Jacques, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S, Father Jacques Philippe. If you just Google him, you're going to see his books. He is really worth reading. Father Jacques Philippe, P-H-I-L-I-P-P-E, Father Jacques Philippe. He's part of the community of the Beatitudes in France, which I've visited a number of times and spoken to the community there, and he's a wonderful teacher. So I want to share this passage from one of his works. He says, and he's speaking about abandonment versus hypocrisy. In other words, abandoning ourselves to the will of God and doing what he says, and hypocrisy, where we decide what we're going to do for God, and we make that more important than what God asks of us. In order that abandonment might be authentic and engender peace, it must be total. We must put everything without exception into the hands of God, not seeking any longer to manage or to save ourselves by our own means, not in the material domain, nor the emotional, nor the spiritual. We cannot divide human existence into various sectors. Certain sectors where it would be legitimate to surrender ourselves to God with confidence, and others where, on the contrary, we feel we must manage exclusively on our own. God, you take care of this, and I will take care of this. God, I put this into your hands, but this one I'm going to keep in my own hands. Do you understand? We do this. And one thing we know well, says Father Philippe, all reality that we have not surrendered to God, that we choose to manage by ourselves without giving carte blanche to God, will continue to make us more or less uneasy. The measure of our interior peace will be that of our abandonment, consequently of our detachment. That doesn't mean that we do nothing, but it means that we say every day, in everything, all our relationships, all our projects, all our plans, everything that we say, Lord, I want your will to be done through me today, not mine. Show me the way. Help me to renounce my own selfishness, my own desire to be on top of everything, my own desire to come out good in every situation. Let my deepest desire be, what is your will, Lord? And help me, give me the grace to carry it out. I want only to do your will. That's abandonment. Abandonment inevitably requires an element of renunciation, and it is this that is most difficult for us. We have a natural tendency to cling to a whole host of things, material goods, affections, desires, projects, and it costs us terribly to let go of our grip because we have the impression that we will lose ourselves in the process, that we will die. He who accepts this death of detachment, of renunciation, finds the true life. And that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. He who accepts to put everything in the hands of God, to allow him to give and take according to his good pleasure, this individual finds inexpressible peace and interior freedom. This is the way to happiness, because if we leave God free to act in his way, he is infinitely more capable of rendering us happy than we ourselves are, because he knows us and loves us more than we can ever know or love ourselves. Pay attention to that, please, because Lent is coming soon, and this is the time, especially in the church year, where we can take a look at ourselves and say, what am I clinging to selfishly? What am I holding on to and saying, God, you can have everything, but don't take this? Then we need to give that area to God and say, your will, not mine, be done. Because as Father Jacques says, you will be happy and you will have a kind of peace you don't understand. It doesn't mean being irresponsible. It just means letting God be the one to determine the final outcome. Let God be the one to determine the goal. And what's most important, that we give ourselves daily into the hands of God with all our desires, all our hopes, all our affections. All right, let's switch gears here for a moment. And let's take a look at tomorrow's feast, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And this is what our Pope Emeritus Benedict wrote. On February 11th, 1858, a beautiful woman appeared to Bernadette Soubirous in a remote stone grotto outside Lourdes, France. When asked her name, she replied, I am the Immaculate Conception. In the spot where she requested a chapel, a spring bubbled forth, and since that time, 69 official cures and hundreds of unofficial healings have been reported at Lourdes. Mary is the one who believed, and from her womb, rivers of living water have flowed forth to irrigate human history. The spring that Mary pointed out to Bernadette here in Lourdes is the humble sign of this spiritual reality. From her, that is Mary's believing heart, from her maternal heart flows living water which purifies and heals. It's all because of what Christ won for us on the cross, but he has given his mother incredible privileges because she was so totally given. Just what we were saying earlier, be it done unto me according to your word. She must have had a million questions, but she didn't need all her questions answered. She gave her obedience. And that's what brings peace, brothers and sisters. Let's ask the Blessed Mother to do that for us. And again, we have a reading from the book of Genesis. At the time when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, while as yet there was no field shrub on earth and no grass of the field had sprouted, for the Lord God had sent no rain upon the earth and there was no man to till the soil, but a stream was welling up out of the earth and was watering all the surface of the ground. The Lord God formed man out of the clay of the ground and blew into his nostrils the breath of life. And so man became a living being. And then the Lord planted a garden in Eden in the east, and he placed there the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made various trees grow that were delightful to look at and good for food, with the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then the Lord God took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and care for it. The Lord God gave man this order: you are free to eat from any of the trees of the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. From that tree you shall not eat. The moment you eat from it, you are surely doomed to die. God created the heavens and the earth. God provided for everything on the face of the earth. God gave us trees upon trees of every fruit and every variety of plants and living things. God asked only one thing of Adam: don't eat the fruit from that tree. And that's been our temptation ever since. Why can't I eat the fruit of that tree? In other words, we get focused on the thing God asks us not to do, and we get so focused there, we can't see the infinite abundance of what he has given us for our health, for our well-being, for our peace and our happiness. We get so focused, just like Adam and Eve did, we get so focused on the one thing that God asks us not to do. Brothers and sisters, are you in that place? Are you in that position? Turn to him. Turn to him and say, Lord, you created me. You brought me into being. You show me what is right and wrong, what is truth and what is a lie. Help me. Help me to focus on what is true and what is good. Help me to turn my eyes away from the things I want to grasp hold of now, things that I know objectively I have been asked not to touch, but I want to. And I'm free. I can do whatever I want. Yes, you are free, and you can do whatever you want. But if you do it apart from God's plan, you will come to destruction. And that's the truth. Ultimately, you will come to destruction. Look at your life. Look at ways in which you're saying, well, God probably wants this, but I want that. Are you going to obey God and know the blessing that God has in store? Or are you going to say, I just want to do what I want to do? The heck with the results. Don't do that. Take very seriously what God offers. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, hear me, all of you, and understand, nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. The things that come from within are what defile. It's our motivation. It's our desires that are undisciplined. When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable, and he said to them, are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach and passes out into the latrine? But what comes out of the man, this is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. Do you see what he's saying? He's saying the Pharisees are teaching you, obey this, do this, all the ritual washings, all the things that had to be purified before every meal and after every meal that we spoke about the other day. All those kinds of things that the Pharisees got them so caught up in that. And Jesus is saying to them, what you put into your mouth is not what's going to defile you. It's what comes out of your mind and out of your spirit that will defile you. Unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness. He's saying that the Pharisees are focused on the wrong things. And that's what can happen to us. Get focused on the right things. Don't get focused on how you appear. Don't get focused on how your house looks. Don't get focused on your possessions. Don't get focused on all these externals. Don't get focused on beauty or being handsome. Don't get focused on that. It will not lead to life. Because when we get focused on those things, they take us away from God. And we end up with evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. And you say, oh, no, 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 that won't. I just want to do this one little thing. Brothers and sisters, you walk in the lies of the enemy, and one little lie will lead to another and another and another. Turn away. Focus on what God is asking you to focus on. For the glory of his name, that you might have eternal life. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.